That's all I needed to know.
Call to order the regular meeting for the town of Brule, November 13, 2017. Mr. Nischler, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Nischler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. In your package, we have a meeting minutes for October 9th. Wasn't aware of any changes, so anybody have any changes? Nobody? Got a move by Ms. Bourgeois?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works Committee. As you know, we have our new street signs going up. They're working on East Main now, and we're coming toward the River Road, so that's going over really well, and we have a lot of time to do it, so. Yeah, and they look really good. In your package, next up, anybody have anything else on street sign? Next up, consider River Oak tree removal. In your package, we have the email from our arborist that went out and looked at it. Half the tree is dead, the other half is alive. He recommended we remove it. To remove the tree and grind a stump, $1,600 from American Tree Service. And Tom and I are going to work on getting the property owner to give us permission to get on the property to take the tree down. The tree is in the street right-of-way, and it is ours.
And it said it's near power lines, too.
Yes. The half of the tree that's dead is on the north side. The half of the tree that's alive is on the south side, and it leans over the power lines and the sidewalk and toward the river. I'd like to recommend that we remove that tree. So I don't think we need to vote on that, Tom. We think we need to vote on it? Anybody have any problems with that?
Nope.
Okay.
As long as the property owner signs the agreement, it would be similar to what we've done in the past.
We'll get that signed. So once we get that signed, we'll get to work on that and get moving. Next up, planning and zoning. Consider River Mill third filing preliminary plat. You have anything? You good?
That's all good. Just ask for your support on that.
Just for the record, this is one that's been in and out of town meetings. I met with the homeowners, I met with the council members, I met with the engineer. We came up with a plan. This plan that you see has the three additional pieces on it. The diagram of a landscape buffer, the word proposed removed, and the language stating that no structures will be built on that 15-foot servitude that they gave in the back. So anybody have anything else? Anybody from the audience? Sure, come on up. State your name and...
Dr. Paul Cherky, 447 Quiet Oak Boulevard. I know we've been talking about this development for a while now, and I want to start by saying thank you to the developer, to the mayor, and to council for what I believe is trying to look at this in an open and an honest and fair way. And I really appreciate you hearing the concerns of the community, and you know, providing for the landscape buffer and transition that was shown on the figure. And I think that's a very positive move, and a very nice transition between the development and existing neighborhood, and a swale even to help with some local runoff issues. So we very much appreciate that. I still have a couple of concerns, though, you know, which is really an ongoing concern that I've had, that this development, as per its own calculations, raises the stormwater management area by 0.7 feet, which in an area that's only, yes, it does. It says it in its report.
Finish.
So it raises the stormwater management area by 0.7 feet in an area that's only 5 feet deep. So that's a significant increase. So that's a significant increase in risk to the neighboring properties. It takes away over 1.5 million gallons of potential storage during a storm event. So this is a choice to increase the flood risk against the property around the pond. Now, I know that we've read the ordinance before that says, you know, any development greater than a half an acre, 1916A8, that any development greater than a half an acre shall have stormwater detention to take care of it. And now the argument is made, which is a political one, whether this is included in the larger stormwater management area. That's not a technical one. It's a political one because it's not included in the original stormwater management report, which thank you for finally providing after 2 years of looking for it. So we can't say that this was conceived of in the original. It wasn't. So now the question is, you know, it raises 0.7 feet on the neighboring properties. So anyone, you know, if you've been watching TV over the last year and a half, 2 years, you know the risk of that, of good-intentioned engineers who said, there's no stormwater problem. There is a resiliency issue here. There's a stormwater problem. Now, I know that Roy Wagensbach from Owens White did an excellent, you know, I trust his judgment, and he said that it matches, when I spoke to him, it meets the new ordinance that says a 25-year storm shall be released at a 10-year level. But that's now assuming that we have taken the political decision that this stormwater management area is for all development, including developments that weren't conceived around it before. So the one technical question I guess I still ask is, I'd like assurance that under that 25-year storm, which there hasn't been yet, that there's a survey at least around this to ensure that that flooding does not enter my yard or property. Now, the fact that it reduces my... It increases my overall risk. Like I say, that's a political decision. And now we can have the debate whether the intent of the preliminary plat has been reached. And I know that's some discussion. I think maybe not, but I think most of you feel that the preliminary plat requirements have been met. And that's fine, and I agree with that. But I would ask then, prior to final design, that the stormwater question be addressed. And like I say, I've had a chance to talk with Roy, and I was pleased with what he said, but he has not looked at those issues for which I have raised concern. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And I just want to make a comment. Stormwater management area increase going to 0.7 feet is not directly related to this development. That's from that drainage survey we talked about, and that's mainly due to our ordinance, and we're having to follow our ordinance. The increase, according to Roy and Ted DeBaney at our engineer firm, of this development into that stormwater management area is 0.4 inches.
Three-tenths of 1 inch.
Not 0.7 feet, 0.4 inches. And we have that from Roy, and he signed it, and you've seen it.
There was no calculations to that. That email says there's no calculations to be done. Our estimate on scaling is...
I have to go by what our engineer said, and our engineer told us that this development...
Well,
increase,
if you can provide me with that calculations, I'd be happy to receive that.
Well,
thank you.
You know, I'm no engineer.
No, no.
I'm not
going to
say
I
know
ask
it.
You too,
I have to put my faith in Ted
that
training.
Email that you'd sent does not, it says there's no calculations done, we would estimate that. And that's fine. And even if that's the case, the net effect is still, and it's because of this development you're going out and changing that outlet.
Right.
You can say it's the...
Any development.
If any
water gets dumped in that stormwater management area, that's got to change.
Additional water, correct.
Now
the question is, should you detain it before it gets dumped in there? That would be more the spirit of stormwater detention.
Right. But now any water that goes in there, our ordinance requires us to change that. And that's what's changing.
So
it has nothing to do with
the fact that this development. So you're telling me if you did not have this development, Mr. Mayor, that you'd be going out there and changing that? Are you going back and are you reviewing every single stormwater outlet in the town and changing it to match it?
I'm not saying that at all.
Of course not. And that's what I'm saying. So this is a decision by the town then, not the developer, but by the town to raise the stormwater against my property.
It's a decision to follow the ordinance that we have on the books.
That's just following the rules. Against the property, 0.7 feet. But does that ordinance say that you should, by doing that, you're going to flood neighboring properties? At least you should check that you're not doing that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can work on that and check to make sure.
Yeah, and I would appreciate, and that's what I said.
I just wanted to clear up.
There's a division here, Mr. Mayor, between a technical question and a political one.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to clear up your statement that you made that 0.7 feet is going to increase.
It is correct.
The adjustment to the stormwater management area is going to be 0.7 feet.
Correct.
Has nothing to do with the development.
Well...
The development, the reason it's changing is because of the development.
Correct.
So I just want to make sure people understand, 0.4 inches is the number I got from our engineer on what's going to...
Which, again, no calculation has been done, let's be clear.
Okay, I'm not going there. I'm just telling you, I asked for that information, and I got that answer from my engineer. Now, he can probably sit with you and give you all the numbers on what to do and how he came at it. I have no idea. 0.4 inches is the number. I just wanted to make sure everybody's aware of that.
But I want to make sure there's no misunderstanding. The effective increase to my property is not 0.4 inches we're talking about here. With both changes, both to what the town is doing to the weir and the increase of that development, the increase against the property surrounding the stormwater management area is 0.7 feet, for which we don't know. We say the freeboard in the old study says it was approximately 1.5 feet. So you've taken away more than half of my safety buffer. And nobody's gone to check whether, in fact, that will cause any flooding. So that's a real fact, that we go from 5 feet and you add 0.7 feet. That's not an insignificant increase. And what caused that now is a different question, right? You're saying the development based on a scaling, they say 0.4 inches. Well, we can argue that calculation because it was never done. That's fine.
Oh,
but the
okay,
net
stop.
Effect
right, hold,
is still
hold on. Let me
0.7 feet on my property.
I asked my engineer for that answer.
Yep.
He gave me the answer.
Then what was his
answer? Don't say the calculation was never done unless you know that for a fact.
I do. Well, if
you don't know that for a fact,
if you're basing it on your email,
know that's
Mr.
A fact,
Mayor,
then you can say,
Mr. Mayor, if you're basing it on your email does for a fact say no calculation was performed.
Okay, I'm not fighting there, but until you know that it's not, there's not a, until you know that there's not a calculation, you can't say. You know for a fact there's not a calculator.
Mr. Mayor, you've based it on that email. I'm just using
this
the same data you provided
me. Out of the air.
I'm basing it on
answer
the same
my
information
question.
You provided me. I have no idea.
A well-known drainage engineer pulled this number out of the
sir,
air.
Sir, they even say in their own email that this is an approximation of which no calculation
well, of course
is done.
It is. Nobody knows exactly what's
no,
going on.
No, but they say no calculation is done. They say that in their own correspondence.
So he just pulled 0.4 inches out of the
sir,
air.
Sir, I don't know how he did it. He doesn't explain
okay.
it in his email.
So that answers
and neither
question.
Do you.
Okay.
Correct? Or do you, sir? If
I
you,
don't know how
if
he did
you do, then, okay.
I, that's why I pay
then
an
we're
engineer.
Both at the same point.
That's why I pay an engineer.
Right. And he said he didn't do any calculation on that.
That's
and
not
then,
true.
And
how did he come up
email?
With the number?
I don't know, sir.
Okay, then don't say he didn't do a calculation.
I said his
he did not just.
I didn't say he didn't do a calculation.
That.
I said his email says it was. He did not do any calculation
okay.
to come up with that.
Well, we'll handle that in a construction
okay.
phase. This is on the preliminary plat. Has nothing to do with the drainage piece. This is on the preliminary plat and what we're looking at here today. So, okay, I'm done.
No, and I am too, sir. And like I say, I appreciate
I just
your
want
concern
to
on this,
question.
But I just want the record to be clear that there it is increasing the, by 0.7 feet against my property, against all properties around the stormwater management area, and that is a political decision of this council and not one of the developer, if I understand you correctly, because you're saying his development makes a difference of 0.4 inches. Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else? Okay, so do we have a motion to consider River Mill third filing preliminary plat with the three changes that we made from our committee meeting?
I move we accept the original recommendation from the planning and zoning, which was a unanimous recommendation. These three changes don't change the fact that our engineer and our public works office say that the 24 points on the preliminary plat checklists have been met and that this subdivision meets the requirements of our subdivision regulations without any variances requested. Therefore, I make a motion we approve the preliminary plat of the subdivision.
With the three changes?
With the three changes.
Okay. Did this pass through planning and zoning again since the changes?
Didn't have to.
Doesn't have to. Okay. Just a curiosity.
I second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. To accept the preliminary plat with the changes. Let's do a roll call vote. Oh, yep. Any more comments from the audience? Anybody else? Any more comments from the council? Anybody? Let's do a roll call vote.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre? Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Okay, so yeses have it. Next up, Finance Committee, You guys have the budget to actual comparison statements in your packages, you can go over that. There's also a little statement of accounts that we have in there. If you have any questions on that, you can get with us on it.
Did we move it? Yes.
No, we have not. They have one that we're looking at moving pretty quickly, but not as of now.
Yeah.
Oh, last month we did. We went to a CD, $100,000.
Okay.
That's right, we went to Essential, right? The Essential Credit Union.
And that came out of a lamp, or they...
Operating account. We were heavy there.
Thank you.
Okay, next...
I like the new financial report.
Oh, good.
I appreciate what you've done.
I hope it helps. I tried to make it as concise and easy to read, and, but it, I think it gives you a good idea where we stand.
On both revenues and expenses.
Right. All right, Personnel Committee, I don't have anything. Recreation Committee, consider land purchase near Brule Landing Trailhead. In your package, we have the two appraisals. It's not the whole appraisals, but just the first pages of the old Mutz property at the end of Main Street. I talked to Packy about it. He's ready to let it go. But he didn't call me back. I was going to try to hit him a little bit lower, but he's asking $110,000 for that piece of property.
You said you did it?
I called him, and I couldn't get in touch with him. So, and I've been trying to reach him today. So I don't have an answer for you on how much he would move on it. My first impression was that he wasn't going to move a whole lot, and that's kind of what I have. It's a good opportunity to get a piece of property that's right in the wheelhouse for our Joliet Trail is the name of it, by the way, and they're doing some more work down the road, but it's right there. We're never going to have an opportunity to get that piece of property again.
It's also an opportunity to have a green space
in front of Brule. And as I stated last meeting, I'd like to buy the old Morales' property to go along with it. That's just my personal opinion. I don't know if it's for sale, but I'm going to make a few phone calls. I'd like to purchase that. We put $40,000 in the budget to try to just get that front piece. But as things transpired, he said he'd be willing to sell the whole. So if we do approve the $110,000 for that piece of property, it will take a budget amendment.
That's $30,000 over what the appraisal was?
The appraisal was $98,000 on the commercial appraisal, and our appraisal that we got, which was not really a commercial appraisal, was $80,000.
You got his commercial appraisal?
It's dated, so appraisals change over time. So
that's from Larry Banks.
Right, and that was a commercial appraisal, and it appraised at $98,000. Packy.
That was of March of this year.
He told me I could share it, and the other appraisal is not a commercial appraisal because it's not going to be a commercial piece. It's kind of residential, but kind of not. It's really kind of a odd piece of property, so. With that, I'd like to open the floor for some discussion on that. I really think it's a good opportunity for the town itself to get that piece of property. Anybody have any comments?
So look at, I guess what Fort Allen has, something similar to that, at that trailhead. Was any of that done with grant money?
Yeah, a lot of it.
So do we have the ability to look into that?
Yeah, we do. I did contact the Lieutenant Governor's office, and I have a guy that worked at Plaquemines Parish who now works for Mr. Nungesser. I don't know. I can't recall his name. He sent me four or five different possible grants. I haven't researched them to find out if we would qualify. One of them is actually called the Recreation and Trails Grant, which, that might be a way to go. And I was kind of hoping maybe if we could get the property, we could go the grant route to secure whatever we do there, whether it's parking lot, whatever improvements we do. I just don't want to miss that piece of property. So timing is the issue with the grants. It takes a long time to get.
Is it currently for sale? I didn't think it was.
It's not. I approached him. It's not for sale. It's not for sale. I mean, it's not. There's no sign on it. And I approached him because that's just one of the things I thought would be a really good asset to Front Brule. So, Anybody have any comments? Jane?
Do you have a price tag on Morales piece of property? Any idea what that is?
Speculation at this point.
No.
Because we haven't talked to the owner.
The only thing I can tell you is assessed value, and that's not necessarily, market value is always over there.
No, the beauty of the Morales property is that you have a parking lot already there. So I, you know, it's just, I don't know what price would be, and I call them, and it's, I'm waiting on a call from the Morales, the people on Morales, so I approached them too. It's not for sale. I went after it, so. That's the beauty of the Morales piece. You know, the building, I don't know. There may be asbestos. We don't know. We'd have to do a walkthrough to see kind of what the shape the building's in.
Want to get together and look through those brands as possible?
Yeah, we could possibly do that.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
When that property sold?
Which one?
Morales.
Yes.
Yeah, talking about the present owner.
Yeah, that property sold. I called the present owner.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how much it was sold for?
Do you have that number?
Yes. Yeah, I went to the assessor's office, public record.
Yes, we can mention that, huh, Tom?
Yes, $125,000.
Yeah.
$125,000.
Yeah, it was purchased for $125,000.
And how much you want? Oh, you don't know?
We don't know. I don't even know if they want to sell it. I made an approach at them.
Yeah.
It's just a good option because it has a concrete parking already. It has a building there. Of course, we'd have to look at the building condition and so forth.
And not only that, like Ms. Joanne, in the back, there's green space for trees.
Across.
To my knowledge, the building hasn't been used since Gustav.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Been a long time. So the building may be shot. So, you know, if you get that property cheaper and have to pay a lot of money to tear down a building, I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, the interior, I mean, I haven't been on the inside.
Let's look at the grants and see if it's a clean.
But I think you ought to pursue that also and see, you know, and then let's do a walkthrough or something also. Let's.
All right. We'll do that. I'll
a little hesitant with the percentage over the appraised value that we got.
Right.
That this, you know, I'd say try to negotiate with him.
Yeah. I'll talk to him. We'll work on the grant scene. I'll call that guy directly and see if he can guide us pretty quickly and ask him a time frame, and I'll get back with you guys via an email or something just to give you a time frame on what a grant would take.
And ask if there's somebody in that office that'll work with us to interpret the language in the grants, too.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it may be worthwhile to get a grant writer on some of that stuff, so we'll play that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about that kind of grant.
Right, yeah. And you
more than likely, any grant we would get, we'd have to get it before if you're going to use the funds
to
purchase the property.
And use it match.
Not going to reimburse it if we spend our money.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I like that idea that we would have those matching funds and we could do it all at once. I just don't want to lose that piece of property. That's just that's the only reason I put it on the agenda as quick as I did. So.
Well, I mean, if he knows you're working on it.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll do that. Let's work on the grant scene. I'll work on the grant scene and see if we can get some information
and
quickly.
Negotiate on both problems.
And I'll report back if we get some headway on the Morales' piece. So, part of that, Port Allen has a great riverfront. Addis has a great pavilion, and we're missing out. And I think this is an opportunity to put it right there at that trailhead.
And we don't have any park at all in front of Brule.
No, nothing in front of Brule.
The square is under the river. St. John's Square is in the river.
Okay, so we'll move on that. Police committee, Jonathan, you got anything there? Okay. Governmental affairs, consider landmark and heritage plaque for My U Home 408 East St. Francis Street. It's not 408? What is it?
She put the address of where she lives on Live Oak.
Oh, and East St. Francis Street. Okay. Well, what's the address? Do we have it?
Yeah. So what is? Okay, well,
okay.
She transposed them. But anyway.
Tell me where she lives on
the East St. Francis.
Where on East St. Francis?
Well, it's. Yeah.
Which side of the street? North or south?
The south side?
South side.
Right past.
Well, it is.
Right past Gascon now?
It might be 408.
It is 408.
All right, 408.
It is 408.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Brian, because she had transposed something on that vacation.
It is 408.
Yeah, this is a home built by Albert Leon Amayu in 1965, and the historical aspect of it would be Albert Amayu served on our town council for many years. Leon was an educator, served some years at school in Brule, also taught in Port Allen and other places. So they applied for a landmark plaque, so it is eligible under our criteria, but I'd like to make the motion that we award Town of Brule landmark plaque to the Albert Leon home in St. Francis.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consideration of veto ordinances, we have none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, we have none. We'll probably have one next month, right, Tom? That zoning, I think, it'll probably finally come on. Introduction of ordinances. We'll take some discussion, we talked about it in the committee meeting, to amend 17.6D to change the speed limit on West St. Francis. It's open for discussion. I'm in favor of that. I'd like to lower it from 45 to 35, as we discussed in our committee meeting. I know we had some stats issues that Shane had brought up. I sent some DOTD stuff to everybody. I know Rusty brought up the idea that no homes face that or enter and exit off that street. So it's open for discussion. I don't know how you guys feel about it. Anybody in the audience have any comments on that, or?
I think that it should be 35 miles an hour. Anything over that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going into a school, for one thing, a ballpark is right there on the side, you know, with kids there, and then the little chomping zone over here for people to get in and out. So 35 seemed like that would be a reasonable speed limit.
That's my feeling, too, and also, you know, we have had a couple bad accidents that our police department told us about. Can we pin it to speed limit? Have no reason, I can't, but it's just something that we need to consider. The only speed limit in Brule that's 45 is the highway in West St. Francis. So that's my feeling. Everybody goes for 55? I shouldn't say that. A lot of people go 55 since the speed limit's 45, thinking they're not going to get a ticket.
How long has it been 45?
I think it's been a...
I think it was 2005.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's about 12 years, really.
It used to be what? It used to be 35?
Yeah. The question was brought up, why, you know, the whole lane highway's 45, why you want to make this 45? The answer was, it's a state highway, you can't adjust that.
But it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It made no sense to me.
Yeah, it's our street.
It should be 35. That should have been changed.
Anybody else have anything else?
Can you introduce?
Yeah, we need someone to introduce it if y'all feel comfortable with it.
I agree.
Okay, so we have an introduction of...
And I want to say very clearly, I'm in favor of 35, but also earlier at a previous meeting, was worried about the safety of getting that involved. That is why I am introducing.
Okay.
And also, I agree that it should be 45, the highway's 45. The safety of them kids at the ball field, when we have all these tournaments and stuff, is a very big concern. I thought this was a previous meeting.
That's enough for me, too.
So...
It was changed by ordinance 4 of 2005.
Okay, so we got it introduced.
So while I may be the minority, and I really respect the chief and the job that those guys do for recommending lowering the speed limit, again, I'm of the opinion that if the primary concern is going to be the athletic compound, it's a seasonal event, we're coming to a stop at that point, so we're slowing down. So it's not as if the complex is located midway, and we're doing 45 through the whole street at that point. Also, I think that prohibiting parking that on the north side would certainly ease any concerns, I guess, for impacting the children that are there. And then lastly, the fact that no homes are fronting on that street. Those are really my reasons for not wanting to reduce the speed there. I travel it frequently. I stay within the guidelines of 45. I don't feel like I'm doing anything excessive, and feel like that if I'm under control in my vehicle that I can come to a stop when needed. But
okay. Well, it's just introduced, so it'll be up for discussion and vote. So I appreciate all the comments.
There is space on the north side where the park is for vehicles to get all the way off of the road if they pull up.
Like under the trees?
But then they own the sidewalk.
Huh? That's right.
Then they own the sidewalk.
In part, they are on the sidewalk.
That's
yeah,
not good. You got people on
there as well. Now, Tom, another thing, too. The school zone, we need to do some research on that. Because I don't, is that, the state controls that school zone?
Well, state law controls
right.
School zones.
It's 1,000 feet after our.
The. Parking, you want to change where you want to prohibit parking in certain locations, then we would need to add, we would need to amend Appendix Roman numeral 2 capital A of this same chapter, chapter 17, to change the listing of places where parking.
Okay, so that's parish property. So does that make a difference on?
It's a town road.
It's town okay. road. So, it's
so
town
we
right
so we can.
Town road.
Okay.
So if you prohibit parking along the road,
town, okay.
It doesn't matter whose property it is. It's
okay. And parking is prohibited on the north side now.
You mean south side?
South side.
South side.
South side. Yeah.
How far can we go into the park to enforce parking? Question I have.
You mean like to enforce the no parking zone if we put one there?
Yeah.
My concern too is the same thing. My concern is where those people that park there are going to park. Because they should park at the school. Okay, that's
right.
That's my answer. You should park at the school. There's plenty of room in the back, but a lot of them just park at the street. Yes, sir.
Maybe a valid question about
it.
It
may not
about
be a popular idea, but I mean, cities and towns all over the country have structured parking and parallel parking along streets. And I know from studies and all this stuff about urban planning that there are traffic calming ideas, and one of those things is to move buildings and cars closer, I mean, to fill the size of the street so you're psychologically prone to slow down when you've got all these things coming at you. So, you know, if you need more parking, I mean, from walking around the park, and it seems like there's enough space maybe to get parking along some of the street and use that as a way to kind of psychologically slow people down.
As part of smart growth policies.
Yeah. I mean, it might be worth looking into further
okay.
so you can get some benefit out of it.
I guess this is a question for the chief, or anybody else who knows. The parking along that street, is the problem people parking in the street, or is the problem...
They're parking in the street, but it's
backing
the
out.
Cars right up against the street.
Right up against
then,
the street.
And yeah. then back out.
And so when people are trying to leave the park, you can't really see.
Well,
now.
I think we may need to get with the parish who actually owns the ballpark and see, because there may be a dual jurisdictional type issue. Certainly prohibit parking along the street if that's ever an issue. But in terms of parking on the ballpark, I don't know.
Right, like Jonathan said, how far in do they go?
Maybe a property owner, i.e. the parish.
Okay. All right.
As long as they're off the right of way.
Yeah, as long as they're off the right of way. I don't know how wide the right of way is on the street there. So I need to check that
okay.
as well.
By the way, Pee-wee and Anatole are trying to get together to determine if there's something the parish can do. Between the sidewalk and the street to put a fencing up or some bollards or something that would stop people from pulling off there. Some people have gotten lazy, and instead of parking their car, walking to the ball field, sitting in the stands, they want to just park their car right there
and watch the game.
They eat a hot dog or whatever, and they sit in the outfield fence and watch their kid, and they back out onto the street, which is the dangerous part.
And they are over the sidewalk.
Park. Too, and parking all in there, you know. So yeah,
Okay, well, that, yeah, that's something we need to address. All right, so we have that introduced. Just speed limit, nothing else. All right, next, resolutions and commendations. You have a list in your package of items we want to declare as surplus and authorize to send them to the auction. We just threw some figures on them to get them to auction and see what we get. And we're going to go to the state auction with that car. Is that okay?
We're just going to send a car to state auction as well?
Yeah, state auction. And just, and if y'all good with that, we'll send that car to state auction and get what we can get.
I believe the St. John Middle School would like that piece of weightlifting equipment. We talked to the high school and it just wasn't enough weight on it for them to take it. That's one of the problems they have here with, you know, like 100 pounds. The bench press thing and stuff. But the middle school coach expressed an interest in St. John.
That all-in-one weight stick?
Yes, ma'am.
How about our middle school?
That program.
Well, yeah.
They can still bid on it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
It's already on.
What are your options?
We can't donate it to them, but we can sell it to them at a fair market value.
Yeah, we do silent auction or, you know,
They don't need it.
Historically, though, Rusty. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll recheck locally before we go.
Just, and historically, our auctions, when we do the sealed bids and all, we can't even get people to bid on them. And like, I think they gave their cars to Black's Auto and Addis, you told me the other day, because nobody would even bid on them. And all this other stuff, we just, if somebody wants it, they can come bid on it, go get it.
You need a motion?
Yeah, I need a motion for resolution number 5 to declare the items attached on the list as surplus. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois. Have a second? Second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Next up, resolution number 6 of 2017, our DEQ audit. It's a self-audit that we do every year. Shane finished and completed the audit. We had, of 208 samples, we had 9 infractions, which is about normal. One of the infractions was, I think, a bad sample because it just stood way out as opposed to our averages. So we had a list of scores. We go, the score is the lowest number is the best. From 2010, we were 65 and went to 31, 32, 68, 59. That's just running numbers. This year, we're at 67. So we're right in line with everything, a little bit high. That's probably because we hired Shane, but we'll let that slide. So anyway, I need a motion to accept resolution number 6, our water pollution environmental audit report.
Move.
Moved by Mr. Niesler. Second. Second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? For the record, that those audits are here for you to look at anytime you want. We have all of them that date way back. So
available to
anybody to look at. So all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, police department report.
Good evening. The month of October was fairly busy for us, but not too bad. We had 5 alarms, 8 warrant arrests. We assisted another agency one time, 3 batteries, 5 civil complaints, 7 miscellaneous complaints, 2 criminal damage to property calls, 2 disturbances, 3 drug arrests, 3 public assists, 5 vehicle burglaries, all in back Brulee, all unlocked vehicles, 40 insurance tows, 5 accidents on the highway, 2 suspicious persons or vehicles, 4 thefts, 2 unlocks, 6 traffic complaints, 1 assault, and 1 indecent behavior, which an arrest was made on. 105 total complaints, 368 total citations, and 555 total violations.
I had one question.
Yes, sir.
The 40 for no insurance.
Yes, sir.
Is that on Louisiana One, or is that?
At anywhere in town, but the majority of them come from One or the River Road.
Okay.
That's when y'all were running one of those?
No, sir.
No?
Every day.
That's just normal pickup.
Normal traffic enforcement. It will warn you, it gets worse later at the end of the year. People's priorities get a little unbalanced.
Were all vehicle burglaries on the same street?
No, sir. Live Oak and Eileen. There was, I believe, 3 on 1 and 2 on the other.
Same nights?
Yes, sir.
Lock your vehicles.
Please.
All right. Next up, correspondence. I don't have a whole lot of correspondence. Mayor's report. We have our Veterans Day celebration. Miss Bourgeois needs kudos every year. She does such a fantastic job with that. It was really, really nice. The essays were impressive by the young kids from the high school. Turned out great. We had a good turnout. So there again, I recommend next year, if you can sneak by here, you need to come by and take a shot and take a look at it. We had one employee resign today from our maintenance department, so we will go on a job search for that to refill that position.
Yep,
permanent. We may just pick up the guy that we have on temp and have him fill in till we can get it replaced. We, you know, Shane's going to work on that, so we'll come back to you guys with the answer on that. I will be attending the chamber lunch Wednesday, West Baton Rouge Chamber, and Wes Watts will be a guest speaker, I think. So maybe we'll get some information about the high school.
Yeah.
I will also attend lunch Thursday at the high school for Thanksgiving. Blaine, is there, all the council's invited to that, right? So you guys should have gotten an email on that, if you want to stop by for that. I got a notice today from Republic, and this is... there will be no collection of garbage on Thursday. The next regular collection will be Monday, November 27th.
None on Thanksgiving.
On Thursday, November.
November 23rd. I'm sorry.
None
on Thanksgiving Day. I do have a question for Carla, and we'll all get the answer to you guys as soon as possible. That Friday is our Brule pickup.
Yeah.
So I need to get with her to see if they're going to still run that individual pickup. So once I find that out, I'll email it, and then we'll publish this, as well as whether we're picking up on that Friday on the website.
Okay, yes.
It's the last Friday.
Yeah.
So I just need to clear that up with her. As soon as I get a notification from, I didn't get this till this late this afternoon.
Do we know the path of the second pickup for this month yet? Has that been coming around? Has anybody
seen it?
I hadn't seen it.
Still
I got stuff at the street, so there's a lot out.
There's a lot out.
So hopefully it'll get...
That storm blew a lot of branches out of the tree.
Hopefully it'll get that pretty quick. If Carla calls me tomorrow, I'll ask her, see where they stand. Or Shane, if you can.
Y'all talking about just the regular road signs?
Yes. Yeah, it's the second week of the month, yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
It's still
that.
Yeah.
We just didn't know where they started, you know? All right, so that's all I have. Any remarks of personal privilege?
Parish, or where they start?
No, in Brule, like, did they start on St. Francis and work in their way yet? Has anyone seen them? I guess is what Rusty's question, right? Yeah.
I have my report on Veterans Day because it takes an army to get it done. It takes the Marines, Navy, and the Army, and the staff to get it done.
Yeah, but you the general.
I know it takes the Navy.
The winners of the essay contest, for the first time we had tied for first place, and these are 10th graders in Miss Cammy Claytor's class at Brule High. And the two first place winners were Myla Edwards and Michael Sanchez. And the second place winner was Jada Bernard, and the third place was Sophie LeBlanc. And the honorable judges were Edward Dupuy, Don Niesler, and Addie Crochet. They got ribbons for their service. You didn't get your ribbon. It's in the mail.
I got blue ribbons for my honey.
And the people that helped serve, and these are very important because we did have the breakfast catered this year, so it was important that we had service. And we had Mary Niesler, Ruth Landry, Henry Sonnet, Edward Dupuy. Fish walked in off the street and offered to help, and we dearly appreciate that.
And he did.
So thank you. And Danielle Mitchell from the police department. Couldn't have done it without Danielle. She kind of gave instructions. And also Debbie Berthelot came back to help us, and the office staff, Jamie, Lou Blaine was our photographer, Blaine Rabelais, Alyssa helped, and Patricia behind the scenes. And Ms. Claudette Purnell always comes to gift us with her music, so we appreciate that. And I want to say, I think at one point Friday morning, Shane was getting artists from four different females at the same time, but he did an admirable job.
And none of them were his wife, right?
No, no. In fact, it started before he got here. We were calling him. So we do appreciate, because that's not his day to work. So we appreciate that, and the mayor and allowing us to do that. And we appreciate the veterans, because they always come and enjoy themselves and let us express our thanks to everybody for your help.
Thank you. It was great. Anybody else have anything? I got one more personal privilege thing, and this is not really town business, but Mr. Niesler's bee honey won. Come on, give me the number. What was it? The best?
I went first place in light amber and second place in amber for the Capital Area Beekeepers Association.
Oh, wow. Price of Niesler honey just went up.
Award winning.
That's it.
Award winning.
Yep. All right, anybody else?
We talked about the high school. They're still negotiating with Sinclair on the land when they're trying to do a swap or whatever. But one thing we ran into on the school, they put a design in front of them and went before the Board of Adjustments because they were asking for a variance in the number of parking spaces. Our parish ordinance is pretty linear on where they need to go rather than letting the design team design the school. So they had to get a variance from the Board of Adjustments. So we looked at the high school with the numbers, the preliminary numbers we have. They only want 2,300 parking spaces, which is, when you think about it, one for every person that lives in the town of Bruce. 2,300 for a high school. With the high school has 600 kids in it currently. So 2,300 parking spots looks like a lot. So we're going to probably come before parish planning and zoning, which Rusty serves on, and ask them, we're going to try to see about changing the ordinance to lower that number. It is way high. I don't even know how it originally got there. We haven't built a school since 1993, which was the early elementary school. They've probably been having enough parking spots. But they have a different level for high school and a different level for elementary and middle school, secondary school. So it's going to be a process, but still we want to try to get that ordinance changed before they start running
Anything else? All right. Announcements. The town hall will be closed Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 23rd, and the day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 24th. With that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
And I will miss the committee meetings in December. I'll be in Holy Land.
Pray for us.
Back for the council meeting on the 11th.
Y'all
are
in the
Holy Land. Well, this is the promised way.
All right, so we got a motion by Mr. Richard to adjourn. Got a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Meeting's adjourned.
This is the promised way. It was promised before it was holy.
Clayton, you want to keep this?
No,
I have an email.
It's not you.